Well, the 2005 Access Travel Management Plan changed the way the forest designates which roads would remain open and which roads would be closed. Prior to the rule, roads were open unless designated closed. This rule now switches that and says all, you know, roads are closed, and now we need to work through this process to designate which roads we want to maintain as open.
Right, and that was the 2005 rule.
Yes.
So now you're basically going through the road inventory in the Petersburg District and figuring out what roads you can basically afford to maintain?
That's right. What roads we want to maintain for public use that we can maintain so for a safety and for any kind of resource so that we don't have any resource concerns or effects with erosion or fish blockage or things like that.
Are any of the roads that you're looking at for possible closures the major systems like the Tonka Road system or the Woodpecker Cove Road system or the Three Lakes Road system on Mitkoff, are any of those major roads, are you looking at any closures there, or are we talking about mainly spur roads off of some of those roads and others?
Yeah, we will not be closing any of our mainline roads. Basically, any of the roads that we have designated for low clearance vehicles, they're going to be maintained as low clearance vehicles. We're focusing on spur roads that haven't been maintained in a while, that are only for high clearance vehicles, and closing those out over time.
How are these closures going to affect somebody who wants to use a four-wheeler or whatever, an off-road vehicle?
Okay, there's two ways that they can be affected. The first way is that this rule allows us to designate roads that we would like to have mixed use on. So we're doing this analysis to determine which roads are best suited where vehicles and ATVs can be on the road at the same time. The other thing with this rule is it has designated now any travel off of roads will now be closed.
So that's what it did in 2005. It's not new. That's not a new part of it, is it?
That's correct. Yeah, that's what the 2005 rule did. And so we know that we have people that like to take their ATVs over snow, and we need to know where those areas are at. Because if we don't designate them open, those areas would be closed and people could be cited for that off-road use.
When you say areas, you mean not just roads, but areas in general. So if someone wants to take, currently they're allowed to take an ATV onto snow in the Muskeg areas?
Currently, right now, the only off-road use an ATV can have is over snow during the winter when we allow it.
You can't ride on open Muskeg, basically.
Right. This rule now has prohibited that unless we designate areas that would be open for off-road over snow ATV use. The difference there, too, is that this rule exempted snowmobile use. And so at a later time, we will be also looking at those areas for both ATV and snowmobile use as well.
Would you say that this mainly is going to affect ATV users more than anyone else, or OHV, as they say, off-highway vehicles?
I think this has I think the greatest impact that this could occur is with ATVs right now. A lot of our closures that we're looking at, the assumptions that we had were if roads were already brushed in and closed, we're going to keep them closed, and then when proper funds become available, we'd go in and do the proper closure of pulling the culverts or bridges if needed. If these roads are needed for any type of forest management activity in the next 5 years, we're keeping them open. But anything past 5 years, we're going to be looking at closing them as well.